You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Pets, people, pop culture. Let's bring on the host, Sam, the queen of rock and roll dogs.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Sam, the queen of rock and roll dogs, and you are listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio, a rock and roll show. It's all about pets, people, and pop culture. And I am live from Las Vegas. I'm live from the Show Creator Studios. We are minutes away from the fabulous Las Vegas Strip, and not many people get to do a show in Vegas. And yeah, this fabulous, fabulous strip where all this exciting entertainment happens. And today's show is going to be great. I've got a wonderful show planned for you. We have our last week's guest back in because we love him. And I'm going to tell you who that is shortly. So if you want to connect with us on the internet, which many people do, you can find us in a variety of places. You can find us on Periscope, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you'll find us by either searching Vegas Rock Dog Radio or Vegas Rock Dog Show without the W on Twitter. But if you just search Vegas Rock Dog Radio, you're going to find it anyway. Our main website is VegasRockDogRadio.com. And that's the hub of everything. And what else do we have? You want to buy some rock and roll clothing for you and your dog? Then you'll go to our website for our clothing line. And that is VegasRockDog.com. Now, we do have an app. Everybody loves an app. Everybody wants an app. We have an app. And what you'll do is you'll go to yap.us, yapp.us, download the free app, and then download our show onto your app. And again, Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Now, we have a blog. We have a blog, and it's called The Rock and Roll Dog. And that's the website, rockandrolldog.com. And that's where reviews happen, giveaways. We tell you who's coming on the show. We then put the replay back up in case you missed the show, which is great. And that's kind of another little hub, a little bit more hub. It's a little more active than obviously our main webpage. And finally, you can find us in a variety of places online to listen to the show within certain apps. So, of course, you can listen to us on iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podomatic. There are many, 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 many of those. And that makes it easy. So you can take us along with you, either listen live or listen when you want to. And I think that's what everybody loves about media right now. That's my guest having a little shake if you heard that. We want to be able to consume our entertainment when we want, wherever we want, however we can, how often we want to, and repeat if we feel like it. So that's why online content is so important these days. The way we consume has changed drastically over the years. Remember when you had regular TV, normal TV, yeah? And then cable came in and people would say, cable? No, that's not going to take off. And people adopted it. And then the next thing you know, we've got then all the social media and the YouTube that popped up and, you know, saying, oh, eventually people are going to watch everything online. Oh, I don't believe that for 1 minute. And then here it comes, the next wave of how we consume media, where, including myself, I took my cable box back. It's one of the best days ever. And I'm sure the guy was like, oh, another one. It's kind of a movement right now. I've got my Apple TV. I've got my Netflix. What more do you want? And you know, my local channels have never looked better than on a digital antenna. No joke. Crystal clear. So that's how we're consuming now. So we tried to make it easy by making sure that this show goes everywhere on the internet, on any app you can find, and make it very easy for you. And I'm hoping in the future, maybe like next week, we'll go to 2 shows a week. Why not? I have the ability to do that. Another thing. You can also find, we have 2 shows on iTunes. One is the show Vegas Rock Dog Radio. The second one is my pet tip of the day. And that comes under my account. And every day I post a tip that improves the lives of your pets, or it helps your bank account. Some tips on money-saving tips, those kind of things. Things that are very, very current, because I work with a lot of veterinarians and some great trainers and get so much great information from them that it was an easy way to impart this information with you through iTunes. And that's the pet tip of the day. They're about 30 seconds long. You could just play it and just let it loop a loop a loop a loop a loop a loop and learn a bunch of stuff. So that's kind of new for us, and I'm glad that we get to put that out. I do have a tip of the week, since we're talking of tips, before we even talk to our fabulous guests. It's more than one, of course. Coconut oil. Coconut oil, who now it's becoming the norm. There was a point where you couldn't find coconut oil. You had to go somewhere, you know, like a very expensive, like a Whole Foods type of place, and it would cost you an arm and a leg until everybody realized the benefits, started stocking it, and prices came down. So coconut oil consists of more than 90% saturated fats with traces of few unsaturated fatty acids, such as monounsaturated fatty acids, blah, 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 blah. I need new teeth. I'm telling you, I need new teeth today. As well as monounsaturated fatty acids and polyunsaturated fatty acids. I've said that 10 times now. Most of the saturated fats in coconut oil are medium chain triglycerides, known as MCTs. And there are tons of benefits for not only us, but for our pets. And it's funny how we're paralleling so many things that happen in our lives for our pets to do the same thing, as long as they're safe. Skin conditions, here we go. So this is probably one of the main ones that people use it for. It clears up skin conditions such as eczema, flea allergies, contact dermatitis, and itchy skin. It reduces allergic reactions and improves skin health. It makes the coat become sleek and glossy and deodorizes doggy odor, which we don't really have to deal with too much because we're so dry out here. We don't have any, you know, it's not damp, it doesn't rain, so you definitely don't smell your dogs as much. It prevents and treats yeast and fungal infections, including candida. It disinfects cuts and promotes wound healing, and applied topically promotes the healing of cuts, wounds, hot spots, dry skin and hair, bites and stings. See, why wouldn't you put that in your diet? And of course, it improves digestion. It also helps with nutrient absorption. It aids the healing of digestive disorders like inflammatory bowel syndrome and colitis, and reduces or eliminates bad breath in dogs, and aids in elimination of hairballs and coughing. So that's for our cat lovers. And the immune system, the metabolic function, and the bone health all benefit from coconut oil. It contains powerful antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal agents that prevent infection and disease. It regulates and balances insulin and promotes normal thyroid function. It helps prevent or control diabetes, helps reduce weight, increases energy, aids in arthritis and ligament problems. And as many of you know, when you listen to the show, I love Dr. Karen Becker. She's an integrative. I'm sure we have a completely different word for that in England. It's like aluminium. It's aluminium to you guys, isn't it? And it's aluminium to us. Anyway, integrative veterinarian and naturopathic doctor Karen Becker, and I love her. She says that the MCTs have been shown to improve brain energy, metabolism, and decrease the amyloid protein buildup that results in brain lesions in older dogs. Coconut oil is rich in sources of MCTs. She recommends 1/4 teaspoon for every 10 pounds of body weight. This is for your pet, twice daily, for basic MCT support. So I want to say that's something you probably should put in your pet's diet and also in your own. What I do with mine is my dogs have a dehydrated food. So I just put and you have to use warm water. So I put a dollop of, you know, coconut oil in there, mix it around, and they love it. I use it in my bath. That's where they all come and they're all interested in me when I have a bath and it's floating on the top is the coconut oil. They come, and then when I get out of the bath, they come by, do a drive-by lick on my calves, and Mr. Twix gets in and cleans the bath by licking the whole thing. So, with that said, I am going to introduce my wonderful guests and find out if coconut oil is part of their lives. Let me tell you, my guests are, like I said last week, they're the power couple, and one of them has eyes, and one of them does not have eyes. Certainly, you can take a guess. You can take it, but they work beautifully together. I'm going to send Jim a little thing. Oh, actually, Jim, I'm just digressing here. If you can get on your phone and go on Facebook and check on Vegas Rock Club Radio page, you'll find that link on there. Yeah. There you go. I digress. I'm multitasking, people. I should be an octopus with all things I can do. One has eyes, one doesn't have eyes. And I am talking about Alicia Halloran, animal communicator at Healing Habitat, and the famous Odie of Odie's Eyes, who has no eyes. Welcome to the show!
Thank you very much.
I feel like we need like some canned clapping.
I know, that would be really fun. Well, no. Like a standing ovation.
Yeah,
well, I'm actually getting that, I can see.
Now, Odie's actually on my desk because that's where he's comfortable. And I'm used to this because at home, Mr. Twix is always on the table. Doesn't matter.
Yes.
Yeah, but the only thing is it does shock you when you're having dinner and Jim and I are facing each other and then a dog flies up in the middle of your plate.
That's amazing that he can jump that high. That's amazing. It's very cat-like.
They had those daft little legs of his.
Yes.
Like, I never saw him get on there, so I didn't know how it happened. Jim blamed me, said I was leaving chairs out, which I never do because I'm weird like that. And then one day we were sat down and our mouths were just wide open. Like, that's how he jumped up. He has a preparation. Oh, it's like a dip and a dip and a dip and a leap.
Wow.
It's like a gymnast. He has this whole method of getting on the table.
Yes. Odie has his methods of getting up on things. And, he does little dances.
Oh, you do?
He does. He does.
Well, he's totally comfortable on my desk. And I'm going to post a picture of him because, as many of you know, because you follow him, he is one handsome boy. And quite the character. Here we go. We're going to get Mom in there too. One, two, three. His hair's full on today, isn't it?
It is. He's really working it today.
He's got a lot of body going on in there. A lot of volume. So how's your week been, Alicia?
Oh my gosh, it's been crazy. We've been really, really busy. But in an always wonderful way.
We've
had people visiting in town.
Oh, that's always
nice. We've been out and about.
It's nice to show people where you live and how you live and what you do.
Yes.
You know, especially, I think for people who have this idea of Vegas, if they've not been before.
Exactly.
And they think it literally is just a strip and gambling.
Exactly.
And then you get to show them. So where have you been? Where have you been? Where have you been with them? Where did you take them?
Oh my gosh. You know, we actually went to local casinos.
I love it. Do you take Odie with you? Can he come with you?
He's not able to go.
Not yet.
No, I do have a stroller for him. And I think if I popped him in there, I'd be better off. But I haven't tried it yet.
Right. Well, have you any plans for him to go into therapy?
Actually, we are starting a class next week at the Whitney Ranch Community Center, or I'm not sure what it's called.
Oh, I know where it is.
Yeah, in Henderson. And we are starting our first steps to therapy dog.
I love that.
So it was wonderful. I met with the woman. I don't remember her name offhand, but when we met at a function of some sort of event. And I was telling her that I always wanted Odie to do the good citizen test.
Yes.
And the problem with it is if you read through it, there's all of this stuff that are all visual commands.
Oh, so that's
and
not
so
gonna work.
It's not going to work. And he doesn't come when called because, you know, he can't see.
That,
it's
exactly.
A smart thing for him.
Yes.
So I told her that, and she came around the table, and she just got down on the ground and just started pulling at Odie everywhere, pulled all of his feet and his fur and his ears and his tail, and she said, he'd be great.
Because he's not reactive.
And he didn't react at all, which is miles from where we came from.
I know.
When we got him.
We need to talk about that story. Before we actually do that, tell people where they can find you on the internet, especially on Instagram.
Yes.
How many followers now? How many?
We're at 31,000.
Oh my gosh. What does that mean, Jim? Oh, thank you. You would think after being married for 21 years, Jim and I would fully be able to communicate.
Have a little telepathic thing going.
You know,
but no.
And we have that thing where he's saying something to me. I'm saying something to him and he doesn't understand or I don't understand. And this one time he just said to me, we're just having a cultural impasse. Kind of leave it at that, Sam. And it still happens 21 years
brilliant.
Later. Like, what do you mean?
Brilliant.
31,000 followers.
31,000 followers.
And they love him, don't they?
Oh my gosh. We have the best fans
People
ever.
People support, like,
yes.
I cannot believe.
Yes. My favorite thing is we get tagged to other dogs who have either lost their vision or are no-eyed dogs as well. So there's also a lot of support there. So we're on Instagram. That's where all of those followers
are. Would you say that's your main
platform? Absolutely, the main platform. So Instagram is Odie's Eyes. And then, of course, we're on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Flickr, all of those places, all under Odie's Eyes.
Perfect.
And then he has a website, odieseyes.com, where you can read about his story and different experiences that he's had on his blog.
Oh, he's something. He's not an ordinary doc, though.
No.
Because he's done all kinds of stuff. And like I was saying, he's quite, he's funny. He's ironic. Yes. He's very witty. And he sure likes to dress up.
He does like to dress up.
What was his favorite outfit up to now? Because he's done a lot.
We got an amazing outfit from Wagdrobe.
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh, Wagdrobe.
Place.
They create a box for you.
Yeah, okay.
Curate. That's the word I'm looking
curate.
For.
They Isn't curate. That a beautiful word?
Oh, yes. And so you send them a picture of your dog.
Oh.
And then you can pick a style. So we picked Ivy Leaguer.
Oh, I
and we got this sweet little polo and a button down and a bow tie.
Does he pop his collar?
In the polo he does, yeah. Yeah, he did pop his collar. It's really cute.
I've not heard of that company. I'll check them out.
Oh, they're brilliant. They're brilliant. And their stuff is gorgeous.
You see, that's
and really nice quality. I really enjoy their
stuff.
That's
what I like. I like, you know, as you know, our pets are our kids. Why wouldn't you give them the best quality everything?
Right.
Food,
right.
Clothing.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, the best vet care.
Right. And they have all sorts of different styles, which is also great. So you can really pick and choose.
Do they have a rock and roll punk?
I think they might. That might be more kind of like a tough guy.
Yeah, right. I'll have to check it out. What's your social media links for Healing Habitat?
Healing Habitat is healinghabitat.net. We are also on Instagram and Twitter under Healing Habitat. And that's where you can find any information about animal communication,
Wonderful.
About what I do, and to just learn about what it is to talk to your animals.
We're going to talk about that when we get back. Jim, should we do a little break? Yeah, we have some wonderful sponsors of this show that make the show happen every single week. And we sure like to play their commercials so that you know who these wonderful people are. So you've been listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. And we'll be right back with
Vegas,
Alicia Halloran and Odie Dye.
Pets, people, pop culture.
Yuppie Puppy City Kitty provides pet lovers an opportunity to earn up to 50% commission selling our premium pet products. Advocate Gina Brick says, the opportunity to share such a quality product line with other pet lovers is amazing. The support of the Yuppie Puppy City Kitty family while working the business is a true gift. Mention special code PETLIFE when you enroll today and receive 3 additional products free. Find us at www.ypckpets.com. That's ypckpets.com.
It's hard to find time for your furry family member. That's where Camp Bow Wow comes in. All-day play and overnight camp, daycare and boarding for dogs. Everything is included. Large play areas for fun and exercise. Spacious cabins, comfy cots, even live camper cams to watch from a computer or smartphone. Camp Bow Wow offers the best care and is the place to go where a dog can be a dog. For locations and more information, visit campbowwow.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Pets, people, pop culture.
And we're back. You're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. And if you're just listening in, you missed a little bit of the beginning of the show with my guest, Alicia Halloran of Healing Habitat, and the famous Odie of Odie's Eyes. And we talked about how popular Odie is with over 31,000 followers on Instagram alone, and how he is funny, witty, loves to dress up, got huge fans who love him and support him, and gives a lot of hope, I think, to dogs and their owners mm-hmm. who end up in a situation like Odie, who had to have his eyes removed. It's funny because when I mention, oh, Odie's coming to studio, to a lot of people that I say, he has no eyes. Oh, he's blind. No, he has no eyes.
No eyes, right.
Because a lot of people can't think right. that far. Like,
right.
Why
right.
would you even remove them if he just can't see?
It is funny that I tell people that he has no eyes and then they ask me, so he can't see at all.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
It's a little like people saying to me, where are you from? I'm from England. You sound like you're Irish and I'm from England. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure of that.
Are you sure? Are you sure he can't
I'm
see?
I'm totally sure
yeah.
of that.
Mm-hmm.
But he is very cute. He has the best hairdo ever. Like I was saying, he's like a fifth Beatle. He's the fifth Beatle. I'm telling you, people. Maybe we need to do a whole little English situation. I have a lot of British ties and bow ties. We should do a whole little British
thing.
That
would be brilliant. Well, you've got that bag.
I know.
I still haven't put them in that bag, which is still...
Yes, well, let's make a point of doing a photo shoot.
Does
anyone want to do a photo shoot with us? Let us know. We want to do it with Odie, and we want to do a whole British thing.
I think that's great.
We'd fancy doing, as we say in England. Let's talk about, just briefly, mm-hmm. you know, once you'd rescued Odie, and he really made himself come into your life, whether you wanted it or not, you were mm-hmm. going to have him. Mm-hmm. And what were his eyes like when you got him?
When I got him, they were just kind of big black orbs. So it added another level of cute, like these big black eyes. But they didn't work. And you could see that there was some scarring on them.
Aww.
And they were that what I was told that they were fine. Like he was blind, he had glaucoma, but this was as worse as it was going to get. So he didn't have to worry about it.
Okay.
And over the course of probably about 9 months of having him, they just got bigger and they got worse.
Aww.
So they got a little more weepy and there was just that sense of them being very sick.
How long did that take? Would you say for you to
9 months?
Oh, okay.
9 months.
And then you realized.
So I brought him to the vet for, you know, his annual. And the vet was like, yeah, those eyes have got to go. They've got to go. There's nothing that can be done. There's nothing that's going to happen. A lot of times when animals are first diagnosed with glaucoma, they're given drops. So you can have eye drops several times a day that can reduce the pressure and can help to keep the vision.
Right.
But once the vision is gone, and that's one of the first things to go because the retina is so fragile that it just detaches, it tears.
Oh.
And the minute it's torn, it's not coming back.
And then are we talking about pain as well?
And then, right, then you have the pain of the swelling. And that, I think, is really where Odie was. He kind of hit a plateau in his behavior, and it seemed that he was really uncomfortable.
I see. And you know your pets so well. Well, especially you. You are an animal communicator. You are an animal communicator. But I you do know your pets well enough, don't you, to go, something's off, something's not right.
Right, right. Right.
What do we need to do
right.
next?
And looking
to fix
at pictures, like older, and then towards when he had the surgery, right before the surgery, you can see the difference. And one of them was so swollen he couldn't close his eye.
Wouldn't close around that. Oh, Odie, Odie. But life certainly improved a great deal.
It certainly did. He wasn't going to get that surgery at the pound.
No. You know,
that's for sure.
I think that's what people are surprised about sometimes with shelters. They're not giving them everything that they need. I mean, I've seen dogs in our local shelter literally with open wounds and nothing's been done about it, where they should have been cleaned and probably stitched up.
Right.
And you're certainly not getting an eye surgery.
Well, I do have to say that there are shelters. I had two cats that I rescued 17 years ago from Treehouse in Chicago.
Yeah.
And both of those cats anywhere else would not have happened. One was attacked by a dog, so she lost an eye, jaw broken.
Oh.
She was a wreck. They brought her in like Tupperware.
Oh.
And the other one was hit by a car and had some neurological damage and they actually at that point had given her only 24 hours.
Goodness me.
Because they said if she's not moving properly, then we can't, she's just going to suffer.
Mm.
And, you know, 23 and a half hours, she stood up. She peed in the litter box.
She's
and
like,
all right,
I mean it. I mean it.
Yeah. So, and one I just lost 2 weeks ago, but the other one is going strong. It's amazing.
Amazing. How old?
She's 18.
Oh my goodness.
And the other was 20.
Oh.
So not bad.
Good times at your house.
Yes.
Clearly all the right things are happening.
Right? We're keeping him alive.
were you scared when you realized, wow, I'm going to have a dog that won't be able to see? Or I have a dog that can't see?
I was not, because I had a cat who was blind.
So you'd had some
preparation. So I had experience. One of the things that he taught me, though, dogs and cats are very different blind. Cats are very independent.
Mm-hmm.
My blind cat, she never looked like she was blind. Everybody was convinced she could see.
No way.
It was amazing. Even her vets, they were like, she can see. She had one eye, but the pupil was fused shut.
I see.
So
there's no way she could have seen.
Could not see at all.
But somehow she was like, right. This is not holding me down,
exactly.
People.
And then when Odie came in, I started to see where she would get lost. Like, she would be so graceful that it looked like she was just taking an extra turn.
Oh,
but then Odie would go into that spot and bounce into every wall. It's like, oh my goodness. Oh. Yeah, this is her tell. Oh.
That's unbelievable.
So that was amazing.
What's the biggest piece of advice you would give someone who, and I'm sure everybody's reached out to you, because this, I think, is what's come out of Odie. This is like the cutest picture ever. Right? I have to take it right now, people, because if I don't now, I'm going to miss the opportunity to do this.
Odie.
Oh, he's like ridiculous.
Odie.
It's kisses. He stood up.
He's standing on me.
He's the boss of this studio today.
He is.
Well, I know. And I'm sure from when you first got him that you never thought, fast forward, I've got people reaching out and saying, how do I cope with this?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a nightmare? What can I do?
Yeah.
What would you say is the best piece of advice you can give someone who's having to have their pet go through this?
Wow. I think that it's patience. And I think that one of the things that people have a hard time with is the aesthetic.
Yes.
They're very upset that their animal is going to lose their eye or their eyes. And I think that when you're working with a Shih Tzu, so maybe this is a dog that you've invested some money in.
Yes.
And then they're not going to be perfect or what you think is perfect.
Right.
But oh my goodness, they're so much happier and they feel so much better and they don't care. Odie does not care that he doesn't have eyes.
He's fully adapted. He's so hilarious. He's like, I am getting on your knee at all costs, Mom. So I think patience, as you said, is important.
Patience is huge. And just understanding that they're not suffering anymore because they were in pain and now they're not.
Yeah.
And that even if it's, you know, I spoke with somebody who had their dog was attacked at a dog park and they lost an eye. And that, again, you don't want to suffer through trying to put an eye that doesn't work back in or trying to make it look right.
Yeah.
It's the trajectory. This is where you're growing together.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful thing. I also have to say that many people talk about blind animals not being adaptable. So the idea of like, well, as long as I keep all my furniture in the same place. So my cat and I moved 7 times.
Right.
And I am a neurotic furniture rearranger.
Oh, are you a Gemini like me? That's me.
Sagittarius.
I'm like, it looks the
same.
I'm
your opposite.
I've got to change.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, and Odie has moved. Odie moved from Chicago to Las Vegas. And we're setting up to move again. And they have all adapted incredibly.
Do you think they, I'm sure I'm answering my own question here. They pick up on how you feel about a move.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How you view the move and what's going to happen.
Yes. And another thing that I've noticed in having, I have many cats, and every time that I've moved, I have noticed that my 2 disabled cats adjust first.
Oh.
And I think that there is a level of stimulation that is removed.
I see.
You know?
Yes.
So you can't see. So you're only going on smell. This is the same couch. This is the same chair.
Oh.
I know. I can map this.
Yes.
And it is stunning when my cat, she would map. You could watch her go through a room and you could see her just gritting it out, like figuring out where everything is. And she was fine. Well, you know, the cats with eyes are still under the couch. You know, like, oh, I don't know where I am.
That's funny.
Yeah,
so and I'm sure the cats without the eyes are like, get it together.
Right. So they're very adaptable. And it's, again, it's patience. It may take them a little bit of time.
Yes.
They may bump into a couple things, but they're okay. They're not like...
Now, he is clearly adapted, like you said, and I know that some people, we know Sylvie from Muffin's Halo.
Yes.
And, you know, some people are going to go to that, that route.
Yes, and that is a brilliant route.
Oh.
And I have to say that Odie has a Muffin's Halo.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
I'm going to explain what that is.
Yeah.
It's like a harness, and she has different designs. She's got one that looks like an American football player. She's got one that looks like little angel wings. But basically attached to those wings is a plastic PVC pipe. Very thin, though, isn't it?
There's a wire in it, so it's moldable.
Oh, fantastic.
You can push it out further if they've got a long nose.
That's
or push it in.
That's
she
fantastic.
Has different.
Mm-hmm. It comes in front of the face. So if they are going to walk into a wall or a piece of furniture, it's going to bump that little frame in front of it first. And that's a little, like, it's part of the mapping.
Yes.
Like, oh, yep,
and
not
then,
going there.
And it's, since it's made of wire, it bounces them. So when they hit a wall, they don't stop. It moves them.
Not a rock solid.
Right. It moves them. And I have to say, Odie doesn't wear it often, but when I do put him in a new situation and put it on him,
I see.
He adjusts so much faster.
Our friend, And I'm sure you've met her, Elizabeth Parker, author here in town.
No, I have not.
Oh, she's just gone through something similar with her dog.
Mm.
And she says, I've never trained a blind dog before. So I was telling her about my friend's Halo.
Yeah.
And I should connect that. Why you haven't connected? I've connected you. I don't know. Because I like to connect everybody together.
Yeah.
You'd be so valuable.
Yeah, for
to, like,
sure.
Speak to each other. She's
definitely.
She's a great author.
Yeah.
She writes about her own dogs. But she's also like, what do they call it? Thriller horror stuff too.
Oh, cool.
I'm like, oh, you need to combine the dog and the horror thing
right,
together.
Yeah.
But she's lovely. She's here in town. She's fantastic. You'd really like her.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, so I look forward to that.
I'll do the big connection because that's going to be very valuable to
mm-hmm.
you. So where were we? We were talking about Odie. And we're talking about Muffin's Halo, which is a genius. I mean, it's a genius mm-hmm. product. Yeah, Muffin passed away not long ago.
Yes.
That wasn't that sad. Because she goes, well,
was like 400 years old.
But I know he was. And he'd done a great job.
And he had done such an amazing job.
He'd done the job what Odie's doing now,
yes.
which is helping other animals.
Yes.
I remember when she created that product.
Yeah.
Out of a need.
Her own need.
And how it just blew up and she won award after award after award.
Yeah, she certainly has.
And what I might do, I might recycle a blog post of mine that I did. And it was about the Muffin's Halo, and I had someone who I didn't know actually test it out, give me their mm-hmm. honest opinion, and they found it was really helpful.
Yeah, it is really helpful.
And didn't know it existed, and told their vet who didn't know it existed, and was like, oh my gosh, this is brilliant.
Yep.
This is absolutely brilliant.
Yep.
How much on average do they cost, you know?
I really don't know. I want to say in the 50 to 75 range.
Oh, that's nothing.
So, yeah.
To improve
for something,
their life.
Yeah, and that's going to last forever.
Yeah.
With them. I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah, it totally is.
It really is great.
But yeah, I think we've gone from, let's say 20 years ago, for example. Oh, you've got a dog that's blind. Okay. There's no AIDS. There's no, you know,
right.
Now we've got AIDS for everything. You know, we've got thunder jackets for dogs that are scared of loud noises and thunder and fireworks.
Yes.
We're just doing as much as we possibly can now.
I think we're understanding them better.
Oh, I think
and
you're
I
right.
And I think that's, you know, they used to be kind of the animal, the thing that lives outside and, you know, eats our scraps.
Yeah. Yes.
And then we brought them in.
We brought them
and
in.
And they were really cute. And they were really kind.
And took them on our couches and our beds.
Exactly.
Exactly.
In so, and that realization of, oh, well, that would help me, I think it would help them too. You know, so that's a lovely part of progress.
Yes.
You know, progressing with our animals.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and having a better understanding of them.
So Jim and I were talking yesterday, and we talked about, you know, working animals.
Mm-hmm.
But we have become an industrialized world, you know, so we don't need horses anymore to plow fields.
Right.
You know,
we've got
equipment. So that's why, you know, we are progressing and their roles in working roles are kind of, you know, diminishing a little bit. We were talking about the Nikki, the dog who, thank you, Jim. Oh, thank you. Jim loves to do a bit of research for me and I love it too. I love information. Yeah, well, this is a good piece of news coming up. But what we were talking about with Nikki was the canine dog here at Metro. Who was attacked? A couple of months ago?
A month ago.
With a machete.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, really terrible. And the dog was put back in service and mm-hmm. died this week because it mm-hmm. got shot.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a fan of dogs. I know it saves people's lives. I know that. I'm just not a fan of dogs in the military, in the police force.
Really?
I am not. I'm going to tell you why. Because they are put in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't their choice to be put in danger.
Oh, I believe, I don't agree with that.
You
I
don't?
Believe it is their choice because, you think about working dogs, like dogs for the blind,
service dogs.
But there are a lot of those service dogs who fail. And they can't do it.
Right.
So they know how to do everything on the planet. They could practically wash your dishes, but they can't be with a person in a wheelchair. Whatever that is, something says, I don't want to do that.
It's not a fit.
So the dogs that go into military, the dogs that go into those places, I believe are of choice. They know what they're doing.
I do believe they know what they're doing. This is a great conversation.
I know, right?
Yeah, it really is. Because really when you think about it, it's to stop that handler from dying.
Well, I think that it's a little bit of both. And that I think that there isn't a soldier out there that wouldn't die for their dog.
Oh, I believe that. I absolutely.
And so it is an it's quite a bond, and especially because it's dogs, and the way that dogs have such a bond with people.
Yes.
That it really is. I think it's really a partnership.
I guess put it this way. I would never do it with my dog.
Well, I don't think Odie would be good in combat.
Yes, I think that's... he'd kill him with cuteness. Death by cuteness. I'm telling you now. I guess I put my... I'm not a police officer, of course, and I'm not in the military, but if I put myself in that position, I'm like, no way. Not sending my dog into the house.
Well, I would... Yeah, I would fail at entering the military immediately.
I couldn't even do the push-ups.
Right?
Let alone my dog.
I could barely walk through the door.
So I guess that's where I'm coming from. It's like, no, because there's that risk that my dog could end up dead, and I couldn't...
But I think that they have such a bond and such... And they do so much good as well...
They
in
do.
That therapy with their partner.
Yeah.
And I think that that's
so
amazing.
Yes, on the backside of their jobs. Yes, yep. Because that's, I can't imagine coming home from some of the situations they have to come home from.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with it. You know,
Certainly for your dogs.
Yes.
I totally understand. I wouldn't put any of the dogs that I'm friends with there. But the dogs that are there, you know, I had an experience many, many, many years ago with a... I had a guinea pig that I would take everywhere. His name was Fermi.
Of course it was.
Yes, because he was quantum Fermi. And we were at an event and this dog came up to us and we had this amazing like slow motion moment that the dog jumped up and pulled the little cloth that he was sitting on.
Yes.
And I did this amazing like twirl and turn to get away from him. And this guy just came right up next to me and said something in another language, and that dog dropped.
Oh, was it in German?
Probably.
Because a lot of them still train in the German language. Wow.
And in training, and that he had two of them with him, and one was a perpetrator, so he would chase people.
I see.
And the other one was stuff, and this was the stuff one.
Right.
And he saw that guinea pig and was like, mine.
Yum, yum.
And he laid at my feet, that dog, and those eyes never stopped looking at that guinea pig.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Oh my God. That is control.
Amazing. It was such control.
Now, you know, they work in pairs, all the dogs. So they don't have one dog. They have two. And they, like you said, they might be doing two different.
Yes, exactly.
Because it was a couple of years ago, but I had a canine handler come on the show.
Mm.
And we talked about that then. It's a hard one for me.
Yeah.
On a personal level,
Mr. Twix would be a good drug and bomb dog because of his juicy nose.
He has a very juicy nose.
He could smell what you ate 5 hours ago.
Oh, you come home, he is not satisfied till he's licked your teeth from a kiss to see what you ate.
Oh my.
Then he'll leave you alone. Then he's okay.
That's
if you
hilarious.
Have not let him come and lick your face and your teeth and your lips and go, oh, okay, you had blah, blah, blah. Oh, you had a coffee. You
were telling he goes and has an inventory, you know, written down somewhere. I'll be back.
He might come back and go, you've been drinking too much coffee this week. Because he knows exactly what we've been doing. But he's not satisfied until he's done that. Then he can go about his day and do his little thing. Well, I'm that crazy. And I guess, from what I gather, there's going to be some more news that comes out about Nikki, the canine dog. And about handling procedures, because I don't know if you know this, but Victoria Stillwell has been working with police departments and canine units.
Excellent.
To kind of get them to change a little bit how they train.
That's brilliant.
And she's got a brand new show coming out that looks like she was put in some dangerous situations. Mm. I mean, really dangerous, but she still has a lovely British accent.
Yes.
So she sounds like she's fine.
And nice boots.
She always has fantastic boots on that
girl.
She is brilliant. I need to get her on the show.
Yes.
That's going to be a goal of mine. We'll see if we can get Victoria to come on the show. I don't think she's ever been to town for anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get her here.
And I'm trying to snag as many people as I can that are coming for Super Zoo.
Yes.
And I already have a couple of people lined up,
awesome.
Which is great.
That's going
to
be great.
I may be doing a lot of pre-recorded stuff to get everybody in, including Robert Semro. From Pet World Insider.
Oh, excellent.
I love Robert. He is my kind of person and funny, and he's in the animal world and he's the media guy for that. So I'm excited about them coming on the show. And I think that one's going to involve cocktails.
Oh, excellent.
I think that's going to be a late night one.
I'm going to be here for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we'll have a live audience that show. We'll bring a few more people in. Well, on that note, let's take a quick break because this is going fast. It always does when Alicia's in. She's fantastic. And you're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. We'll be right back.
Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Pets, people, pop culture.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dinovite and Lico Chops. His omega-3 supplement on Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I've got my ground beef, the Dinovite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Looking for the best advice on pet health, safety, and travel? Connect with the Pet Lady. Dana Humphrey, also known as the Pet Lady, will surely be in a city near you real soon. She will be spreading the good news for pets and pet lovers from tips on dog and cat care, pet industry trends, and the best events for you and your four-legged family members. Need a great gift idea or insights on the hottest pet gadgets? Simply follow the Pet Lady on Twitter at Pet Lady World. You can also learn more at the Pet Lady at thepetlady.net.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Pets, people, pop culture.
And we're back. You're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host. I am the queen of rock and roll dogs, and I have Odie of Odie's No Eyes in the studio today. He's so handsome, and he's such a good boy. And I've got Alicia Halloran of Healing Habitat.
Yay.
What is your website for Healing Habitat?
HealingHabitat.net.
.net. There you go.
.net. You can find everything about what I do for animals on HealingHabitat.net.
It's funny because I think it's important to have conversations where people don't have the same opinion.
Definitely.
Because that's boring. It's so easy to
surround yourself. We're all just always agreeing with each other.
Well, this is it. I mean, I think for the most part, animal people do, you know.
Yes.
But what we were talking about before the break is we had a local canine officer called Nikki who was badly injured by a machete attack not so long ago, put back in service, and then was shot this week. Was it a drug dealing situation? It was not a good situation.
It was not a good situation.
Did his handler get injured also?
No.
Wow.
But I think they were all pretty lucky that the handler didn't kill everybody there because he was so angry.
Oh, I can't even.
There's a lot of recording of it that is, yeah.
It's very disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very sad.
Disturbing. Mm-hmm. I was saying I have a hard time with it because I put myself in that position. No, my dogs would never, I would never put my dogs in a position like that. And it's not to diminish what the canine units do because like Alicia was saying, it's the tragic ones that get all the attention, which of course brings awareness and it's a good thing. But often they don't report too much about the heroic stuff.
That's true. That's true. There could be more heroic stuff because there's a lot out there.
Yeah. It wouldn't have been nice if we just had a whole week in media that was just a happy, nice week.
Right? Just positive.
Just positive. What was the week we talked about last week? The
Kindness to Animals Week.
Kindness to Animals Week. And that comes up in May, April?
May. I think it's the second week of May.
Wouldn't that be an amazing week? That's all it's going to be on our social media. Great stories, wonderful people, all to do with
animals.
That'll
be wonderful, yes.
We know tons of great people though, don't we?
Yes, for sure.
And finally, we're all going to get together on an 80s hairball.
Yes,
we
are.
Have you got your costume planned yet?
I'm debating a couple of different things.
I haven't even thought about it. Pam and I were going to try and have a theme for the both of us.
Yes.
But who knows what that's going to be. But if you're listening in and you're in Vegas, and if you're not in Vegas, if you're in LA, if you're in New York, whatever, come and fly into Vegas for this event. We're doing the 80s Hairball, 80shairball.com. And it's cheap. Tickets are only $20, really cheap. We're going to have a live band playing. That is What's the live band called? Hello. Cyanide. Cyanide. They're great. They played for us last year. So this is our second annual 80s hair bottle. We dress up, people. We dress up. People did not recognize me in that blonde wig.
I know. That was hilarious.
It was annoying, but it was a great...
It was funny then meeting people afterwards, and they're like, "What you... Your hair is big." Well, yeah, it was the hairball. I had big hair.
I'm feeling I need to go like a full-on mohawk type situation. Mm. That's what I'm thinking. Really over the top. Ton of hairspray. We'll come up with something. But it's April 24th, and it's at the Palms Casino. We're fancy, people. Fancy. In the lounge, which I really like the lounge. And we're going to have our rock and roll auction, as we always do. And I think we're going to do, instead of raffle, I think we're going to do a grab bag kind of situation. You make a $20 donation, and you go to the table and take a bag.
Oh, cool.
So you know you're going to walk away with something.
Yes.
And we've got some swag, and we're going to have our purple red carpet, as we call it, the purple red carpet, for Rocking for Rescues. This is who we're benefiting, Rocking for Rescues. I'm on the board. Pam is the founder. Pam Webber is the founder. And the website is rockingforrescues.org, O-R-G. O-R-G, people. To the G, to the G. I'm excited about it. I need to get my head in the right place, though, because I am going to Wiggle Butt Warriors, Wiggle Butts Uncorked, Carol's Big Gala fundraiser in New York. And it's at the...
Jelly.
It's in the... Jelly! It's in the oldest winery in the States.
Nice.
Brothers Winery.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful.
It's red carpet all the way. I said to Carol and her partner, because at the same time this was kind of announced, the gay marriage law passed. They've been married for 20 years, her and Dar. And I said, "Oh, are you going to do your big formal wedding now?" You know, and well, we kind of put our money into this big gala event. So I said, "Well, why don't you do your wedding at the gala? All your friends will be there, family, all the dogs will be there. We'll be dressed up, most amazing location." Yes. Hello. She said, "I will if you're a bridesmaid." So I'm a bridesmaid, and Dexter, her dog, is a groom's dog. He's a boy.
Right.
A groom's dog. So I guess we'll walk down the aisle together.
That would be lovely.
I'm not the only bridesmaid, though. So I'm just so excited. I have to get a bridesmaid's dress. Thankfully, she has not put any restrictions on me. Maybe thankfully for me.
I was going to say she might regret that.
Maybe not for Carol. And I'm, this is what I'm looking for, a full-length black sequin gown, long sleeves, little bit of a shoulder action going on. Not a Dallas, but more of a pointy shoulder, yeah? And someone said, go to the Liberace Museum.
Oh, yes.
I was like, oh, yeah, why did I think of that? That's kind of what I'm looking for. So she's no restrictions on that. And I'm making her a very special bouquet that's made out of brooches.
Oh, beautiful.
So she'll have that forever.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so Jim and I are really excited about that.
Yes.
And then the other bridesmaid's dress I have to shop for is my twin sister's renewing of her wedding dress here in Vegas in June. But the gala itself is called Wiggle Butts Uncorked. You can go to fidosofreality.com and you can find the tickets on there. But I think she's completely sold out.
That's brilliant.
Over
Good
200,
for her.
I think over 220 tickets.
Brilliant.
With over 60 animals coming to the event.
Wow.
Yes, it's dogs, it's cats, it's ferrets. I'm sure there'll be a little pig. There always is a pig.
Oh, there's always a pig.
There's always a pig. Did you meet Prissy Pig at Blogpaws last year?
I did.
She had a cowboy hat on when I met her.
I did.
Tiny little thing.
Prissy Pig. Prissy Pig now has, I believe, two, a niece and a nephew, and two miniature ponies.
I love
Cheerio
it.
And Sugar.
I will love it if the ponies are there.
Oh, my goodness.
If they're little teeny teenies. Oh, my
gosh. Are they going to be there, Prissy Pig?
I don't know. I'm going to find out. I need to know. I need to know about the animal guest list. That's what I'm interested
right,
in.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Oh, there you go, Jim. You know what? Yes, Jim wants me to tell you about this little piece of news that came up. We've got a few minutes left. New Zealand declares animals to be sentient. Bans and they ban testing in an unprecedented move. New Zealand makes animal testing illegal.
Wow.
That's incredible. And it looks like in July 2013, a group of scientists offered up what is called the Cambridge Declaration of Consciousness. Basically, we're saying we have to treat animals differently.
Yes.
Sometimes they call it non-human.
Inhumane?
Non-human animals or something like that. We're basically on the same level as us.
Oh, yes.
We're not doing that to them. So that is pretty, it's a landmark legislation.
Yeah.
We need that to happen everywhere.
Yeah.
We're progressing, people.
Yes, we are.
Not as fast as some of us would like, but that's okay.
You got to be on the cutting edge, you know? You got to stay on the cutting edge.
Yeah, and I would rather have, progress than than trying to say, oh, it has to be perfect. Because sometimes there's no progress with perfection where that's all you'll stand for.
Right.
You're like, no, let's have something happen. Right. Quick, couple of minutes. What's your favorite thing to do with Odie?
Oh, my favorite thing to do with Odie is to walk with my neighbor and her baby. We do mommy walks together on the trails in Las Vegas. So we have her boy in a stroller and Odie in a stroller. And we walk around. It's hilarious.
I think that's fantastic. And the weather is so beautiful.
The weather
right
is beautiful
now.
Right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Now, if people want to contact you for your services, Animal Communicator, how are you doing that? Are you doing
healing?
This?
Healinghabitat.net.
And you do this through, you can do it through phone calls?
It's always over the phone.
Wonderful. That's so
easy. Always over the phone. It's easy and you get to be in your space with your animal and experience their response as you receive a reading.
Oh.
So it's really wonderful to hear that when I talk to somebody and they watch their animal respond to what's being said to them.
That's incredible. And I think what you said to me last time I spoke to you was, it's better that you're actually not in their
exactly,
space.
Exactly, exactly.
Because you're not disrupting the norm.
Right.
So they can be themselves.
Right, exactly.
And not worry about, who's this lady that just showed up is reading my mind.
Right, exactly. And that, yes, and the person is always apologizing. Oh, they're always they're barking. They don't, they'll relax. It's like, that's fine.
It's fine.
Let's just do it on the phone.
Yeah. And then it sounds like it just works.
Oh, it works so perfectly.
Because
so
you can
perfectly.
Have clients from all over the world work with you.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It is wonderful.
Will Odie be doing his weekly Chipotle run?
He may actually. That might be tonight. Or tomorrow.
He has a really full, fabulous life.
He does. And he does love Chipotle. And they should really look into him as a sponsor because, you know, they need some PR.
They do.
And let
need some PR. And animals will do it for you.
Right, right.
Trust
exactly.
Me.
Gone to the dogs.
Who doesn't love an ad with an animal in it? I mean, look at those Super Bowl ads.
Right?
They're
exactly.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
So, well, I think, have we run out of time, Jim? 3 minutes. How fast can I speak? I speak fast anyway.
Right.
So the hairball is the80sHairball.com. Healing Habitat is healinghabitat.net. Odie is odieseyes.com. So you can actually go and see what he's doing there. Obviously, just search Odie's Eyes. He's going to come up on the internet. It's as simple as that. And what else we got going on? We've got plenty anyway, I think, with that list and with our event that's coming up. I will, of course, when we get to New York for this amazing gala fundraiser for Wigglebutt Warriors, I'll be reporting on that. Maybe we'll do a show from there. Maybe
That'll
we'll do it live.
Yeah.
That would be really fun because everybody's going to be there that I want to speak to on that particular event. Well, you have been listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio. If you just tuned in, you're just catching the last 2 minutes. But we always like to say, at the end of our shows, remember, you can help an animal in need. Either rescue, adopt, donate, volunteer, or share their information. Rescue your next family member. Replace the word shop with adopt and be kind to all animals. I want to thank Alicia for being here.
Thanks for having me. It was a blast.
And Odie
is feeling the same way.
You are welcome anytime to
so
come
exciting.
To the studio.
Yes.
And take a moment to find them on Facebook and Instagram and communicate with them. He's funny. You'll want to communicate with him. He's brilliant. Thank you to Jim, my producer today, running the show, finding me some information, keeping me on track, because I would love my show to be 5 hours long. And I would like to thank you, the listeners, for being the biggest part of my show every single week. Today, you have been listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio, where it's all about those lovely pets, people, and pop culture. I am your host, Sam, the queen of rock and roll dogs, and always kiss your pets good morning and good night. Have a great day, everybody. See you next week.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.